coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
So in prayer, you become what? Inspired. Inspired. We shared a verse yesterday where it says, be filled with the Spirit. All right? And we said it's supposed to continue. Be being filled with the Spirit. Always filled with the Spirit. Not sometimes. And if you're that way, then your prayer life will be enriched with prophecy, where you speak forth God's word, and then you foretell the future. Listen, you better do it, because if you don't, some others will release a future that they create for you. You are responsible for your future. You have to know that. And then, that's as an individual, you have to know it. How your life goes depends a lot on you. And then the churches of God must also recognize that as a church, we have a responsibility to determine what happens in our communities. We have to realize this. And that's why our prayer life must be different from the ordinary. So when we're coming together for prayer, we must know that as we're coming together for prayer, we are also coming together to prophesy. We are coming together to determine the future of our city, of our country, and of our world. Oh, remember again the scriptures I shared with you. In Hebrews chapter 11, let's read from verse 1 to verse 3. Look at those verses again and understand. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is calling real that which you have hoped for. It says, have you seen it in your hope? Have you determined what you want? He says, faith means calling it real. Faith is the title deed, the evidence of unseen realities. You have hoped. You have pictured it. Faith is calling it real. Faith is taking a hold of it with your spirit. The title deed. I have the title deed. You said, do you have that land? Is that land yours? I say, yes. You said, do you have evidence? I say, I have the title deed. I don't have to go and carry the land. I don't have to show you anything. I show you the title deed. Do I have the title deed? I say, yes. I was authorized. I was authorized. Have you ever seen such power, such grace, such glory, where someone gives you a check and says to you, fill in what you want. Not only that, I mean, think about it. You just fill in whatever it is you want. That's a blank check from God, from Jesus Christ. And he says, son, fill the dotted lines. Write the title deed. I can write it. He says, I've already signed the document. Just write. Lord, signed? Yeah. When was it signed? He says, when the Holy Ghost came into your heart to live there. That was the seal. Did you get it? That's the seal. It's been signed. Fill it. I said, how am I supposed to do it? How am I supposed to do it? I told you already. He says, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. So as I speak, as I declared, I am writing it. I am writing it. I am writing it. In the spirit, I am writing it. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. I said, brother, my heart indicted a good matter. I am composing a good matter. I am composing it. Shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. You see, if you have not been doing that, then you see why things have somehow been difficult. Because you didn't fill in the blanks. Sit down. Remember, the Holy Ghost is the seal. And what's more, for you to know that part of it has already been done, he says the Holy Ghost is the down payment, is the earnest payment, is the earnest. That's the down payment. So part of that thing has been done by putting the seal. It's been signed. Feel it. Use your tongue to write. Hallelujah. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. He says, look at it. Put Hebrews 11. We're still on it. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. I want to obtain a good report. Don't you want a good report? I want to have a good report. And that good report, it says they got it by faith, by the actions of faith, by the life of faith. For by it, the heirs obtained a good report. Now, look at the next one. It's so big. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, aeons, the eras, Noah's day. When is it? In the days of Noah. That's what he's talking about. The days. Their days were framed. That's the word translated worlds there. Worlds is aeon. Their eras, their course of life. Their days, the days of Moses. So when you think about what were the days of Pastor Landry like? In the days of Pastor Joseph, in the days, how will it be written? How will it be written? How will that be written? In the days days of Pastor Diola, there, you know, in the days, Pastor Tony, are you getting it? Well, in the days of Pastor Tony, listen, the elders obtained a good report. What's your story going to be? Look, the apostles and us too read of the elders like David, Jephthah, even Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Elijah, and so on. But if that's where it stopped, wouldn't have been helpful to us. Then we saw Peter, James, Paul, you know, that's wonderful. These children that are growing up, are they supposed to look at us as wimps? And then Junior is standing near Daddy, and Junior is saying to Daddy, where is the God of Elijah? Not good enough, my brother. We have to bring the God of Elijah to our day. Do you get what I'm telling you? It's not good enough. When Junior has to ask you, where is the God of Paul? It's not okay. It's not okay. For me, that was not going to be okay. Manke raba takayaba. That was not going to be okay for me. Wasn't going to be okay for me. I said, oh God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Sokoto, Christ Embassy, J. Allen area beside Assemblies of God Church, Sokoto, Sokoto State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling. Or to share your testimony with us, please call 0703-624-3953 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.